This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Analysts don't give them much of a chance of succeeding, but dissatisfied Republicans looking to deny Donald Trump the party's presidential nomination have one more chance starting today as the Convention Rules Committee opens its meetings in Cleveland. Some of those opposed to Trump are proposing a rules change to free up convention delegates from the requirement they vote for Trump along the lines of the outcomes of the caucuses and the primaries in their states. Republican Janet Fogarty of Scituate sits on the GOP Rules Committee and told us about all the pressure she's getting on this.
For the past couple of weeks, my email has just been slammed with hundreds and hundreds of emails from people around the country and voice messages as well, appealing to the Rules Committee members. I'm obviously not the only one receiving these, people that are both voicing their discontent with Trump as the presumptive nominee. And then, of course, there are others that are saying, stay the course. You know, the voters wanted Trump. Don't change that at the convention. So it's both sides.
What kind of messages are they?
Oh, just long, passionate emails about why they feel the way they feel, whether they're supportive or not supportive of Trump as our nominee.
Are the communications you're getting civil?
Honestly, there are so many of them, I just can't read through them all. So I kind of scan through. Most of them are very respectful, very, you know, pleading type of thing. There are some that are, you know, a little terse, if you want to say that.
What's your response been at this point?
I haven't responded to any of them, but I am reading them and reading both sides.
As a delegate, you're committed to Marco Rubio by the rules. But how deeply committed to Donald Trump are you as a voter?
Well, of all the 17 candidates that ran and going through all of them, I was late in my support to him, but they were all good. And I would support the Republican nominee no matter who it would be. But Trump is the one standout that is the change agent that the people are really crying out for, to have a complete change of the way things have been in Washington. There's many things I wish that, you know, his tone and this and that would be different, but at the end of the day, that's not what is most important to me. What's most important is where he stands. And do I think that he will actually be a strong leader and be able to, you know, inspire the country once again? And I think he has struck a chord, as we've seen from the amount of votes that he's garnered.
I'm wondering if, given all this, you feel like you're part of something historic.
Yes, I think by all accounts, everyone seems to feel that this is going to be a historic convention, or at least something that we haven't seen in decades, which will make it exciting. But I hope we all come out of it unified in the end. That's the bottom line that's most important. However we get there, and it could be a lot of contentious arguments, but in the end, as long as we unite as a party and do what we need to do in the next few months to cross the finish line and win in November, that's all I care about, really.
Janet Fogarty, Massachusetts Republican delegate and member of the Rules Committee at the Republican National Convention, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Thank you.